a minute late. I'm just saying. That's because I took it a little bit over. You know, we was talking, trying to lead into where we're going. But we got some information that you need to hear because it is something that we needed to say to
We need to give a huge thank you to everyone who came out and supported Truth Family Fest 2026. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AV Core, Ascension, and Tap In MKE for helping make this event possible. And to our vendors, volunteers, listeners, and families for showing up and supporting our community. From all of us at 101.7 The Truth, thank you, Milltown. Thank you, Milwaukee. We love y'all.
That part. Welcome black, Truth Nation.
Listen.
This clip,
I need to see it.
Yeah, we're gonna play this clip.
We need to. Oh wait, hold on.
Hey,
she blowing you kisses. All right.
Going fishing.
I love you more. See y'all. If you come down here, we gonna show you love.
That part. You're gonna learn today.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn today.
I'm gonna have kisses blown and everything.
Well, we both in here.
She ain't blow no kisses my way, and that's okay. That's cool. She waved at me first, though.
Because I saw you waving. That's what made me turn around and wave. Hey, you're going to learn today.
Hey.
So shout out to that. I'm trying to send this screenshot of this video clip that you're about to see after the clip plays. So, Xavier, I'm going to text you the photo that I screenshotted. So that way you can play it. You can show it as I'm talking about. Because once you hear it and I'm narrating
it. Is it a mugshot?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. So here's the situation. So I'm sending that.
This is the whole people
right now.
With
and I'm going to send it to you. Yeah.
You're going to send it to me.
Well, you know, like I say, the sad thing was, Bailey, in my opinion, this was another great event that was put on by a black woman who's, you know, advocating for the community and doing great things. This was, I believe, year four of her doing this, and it had, you know, all of the things, bounce houses, and they were giving away book bags and laptops and the whole nine. But it was just, you know, some of the people you're trying
to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's just some of our people, when you're trying to help them, they get plain disrespectful.
Can I just share something with everybody?
Go ahead.
There's a little jewel here. You get more bees with honey.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you're nice, you're respectful, people like that. And somehow, usually what you're trying to get or whatever goal you're trying to achieve, usually if you're nice and you're respectful, they'll help you get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for example, if you're coming to the end of the line and the child in front of you, in front of your child, got the last computer, if you're nice, sometimes the lady that's standing there or whoever's passing them out might go, hey, you know what? Hold on one second.
Right.
We got one more in the back.
Right.
You the last in line. We got you.
But now let me tell you.
But when you cut up.
Let me tell you.
You know when you cut up,
another side to that though, Bailey.
Well, okay.
It's some No, that's absolutely correct. But let me just tell you how some of those people may be. Even if they get that plug, be like, you know what? Just hang on. Wait over there for a second. I might have something for you.
Right.
Okay. They go hang over there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you, and I've seen this and witnessed this with my own eyes and
yeah,
being present.
Oh, yeah, sure. Different scenarios. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, where I'm about to go with this, right? Uh-huh. So I've seen this happen where you're like, okay, blam. Because I've done it, right?
Okay.
Many times.
Okay.
Throughout these decades.
Okay.
And you end up saying, all right, hang on. I might be able to blam. And you give it to them.
Okay.
You know what some of them people would do? Now, what? Some people take it for the kind gesture, good looking out, I appreciate
right.
you, all that. They do that.
Thank you so much.
But let me tell you what another percentage of those people do.
Uh-oh.
Another percentage of
those people.
Do we have
to talk about them?
Yeah.
Really?
Because, you know, from what I'm hearing, it was happening, you know, up there.
Okay.
All right, so you do that hookup for them.
Right.
All right, hurry up and go to the car.
Yeah.
Some of those people, hey, they still got some. They just gave me one. Be like, if you don't go have several damn seats, if you don't go have several damn seats, that lady right there said y'all still got some. No, we don't. We out. She showed us hers. I'd be like, you know what? And so sometimes, you know, you just
sometimes
have to
they
let it be gone, and they gone.
And sometimes they just don't even do that. They don't even say thank you. They just be like,
oh,
you know,
that's a lot. Yeah. You don't hear thank you a lot at all.
Yeah.
You don't hear thank you a lot.
Sometimes they be cutting
you get to hearing them talk about, let me get, I want that book back. Like, will you stop? We just trying to service our people in our community. We just, you know.
Yeah.
This ain't, you are not at your favorite grocery store or box store where you'd be like, which book bag? No.
Yeah.
This is free.
Yeah.
And with your hairstyle, you could have bought your damn son or daughter some book bags. You don't even need to be here at this book bag giveaway.
Uh-oh.
Looking at the way that your nails is done.
Damn sure enough shouldn't
be out here taking advantage of something that some other people in the community really could use. You look like you could afford to buy some book bags.
Wow.
For all your kids.
Wow.
And your nieces and nephews.
Right.
So what the hell are you doing out here taking away from some other people that really need it?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Man, Homer.
Okay. All right. So we won't be able to run the clip. So, but yeah. Yeah. So
We still on?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But Jasmine Gooden said, yeah, several damn seats. Right. I'm just telling you. Like, because again, you.
Some people don't feel like they should be sacrificing like that.
Oh, not getting their stuff done and making sure that they talking about they got a Birkin bag, but yet you out here looking for a free book bag? Get the hell out of here. Some people ain't going to say it.
You should take care of your kids first.
Right.
Take care of your kids first before you go get your nails
parents
done.
Parents would. Parents
Real
would.
Real parents.
That's where I'm going. Parents would. But they these should. PWKs, some of them PWKs, they don't give a damn. Mm. They going to make sure they got their all-white outfit ready. But they ain't got their kids' book bags and supplies ready.
There ain't nothing wrong with getting the all-white outfit, but listen.
But they ain't.
You
got to
take care of your kids first.
I ain't saying it's nothing wrong with getting it, but if you ain't handled your business,
yeah.
And that's why I brought that up.
Yeah.
They going to make sure that they got their all white, all red, all purple, all yellow.
Whatever.
They going to make sure that they good.
Yeah.
They going to order their shoes, and they going to do this, and they going to do that.
Yeah, they going to do all the things.
Yeah. Get their face beat with the makeup artists and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But your kid walking around here with sleep in the eye, got all kind of
runny
sticky
nose.
Stuff. Yeah.
Ain't,
all the things.
Ain't even clean the baby face.
And here's how you going to leave them with the babysitter if you have one.
Mm.
But now you want to come to where it's, you know, and listen, Bailey, I've seen these people. I still got some more book bag giveaways that I'll be at. I guarantee you they're going to be at each one because it's been a role of watching them at the others. I'm like, why are you here to get book bags again? Again.
Yeah.
With your kids. Again. It's you know, the lack of respect for people who are just giving and caring people is just too a ridiculous high. You know, there are people who are now looking for a place to stay. And you just being vain about everything else. These people don't know what's next with their life. And you out here taking advantage of other people. They may have children that need some of them book bags.
Mm-hmm.
And here yo, baddie body, baddie looking and trying to be a baddie and on the Zeus Network. But you can't get your children book bags. But you can get some lashes that you can't even see out of. You can't even see from up under. You running into stuff.
They butterfly lashes?
Yeah. Mm. Snuffleupagus lashes, I call them. Ooh, if you know something about Sesame Street.
Not the Snuffleupagus.
We got to take care of some pills.
Homer, come on now.
Okay. All right. I'm speaking.
Not the Snuffleupagus.
All right. If people know what I'm talking about. if you just heard Homer Blow's rant, and you know what I'm talking about.
The Snuffleupagus.
No. I'm just saying everything I just said about some people that, you know, you trying your best to serve your community, but you want to serve as many as you can. But we have some people who are just so selfish and feeling so entitled that they just come and take away from, like, it's 70 to 100 other families that could have gotten book bags. But you at every damn book bag giveaway.
And that's the truth.
I'm just saying, you know, you can create database that that was my sister. I got a twin. Now you arguing with if they got a twin and all of this kind of stuff. We find ways around damn near everything that comes up. So I know we got to take care of some bills, but.
What do you think they're doing with the extra book bag?
Not a damn thing. They sitting there with dirty clothes in them.
They ain't using the school supplies. A lot of them come with school supplies.
Yeah, I know. They ain't doing nothing with them. They got dirty clothes and school supplies in the same damn bag.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah. But yet they talking about they got the go-yard bag and all of that. You get what I'm saying? Like, come on.
I love
the
poorly educated.
So do you know some people that take advantage? Give us a call. We got to take care of some bills. I am past time. They're having some issues trying to play the video. I definitely want to play it. Okay, so I've been informed that.
So we're going to have to play that when we come back.
When we come back. And then I'm going to show you the extreme close-up because, you know, some people are saying, okay, I'm going to break down some myths. But do you – Truth Nation, we got to take care of some bills. I'm frustrated. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
We're black, and we're about to go to this video clip. Welcome, yes. Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth.
Yep.
Broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. Xavier, if you can play that clip, and we'll just have to kind of narrate through it because we won't be able to play the audio of it, right? But here you see a woman being subdued. This woman was a part of the event. Organizers,
okay.
that was taken down by law enforcement.
Now, she was a part of the event?
Yes, yes, yes. She wasn't coming to get, they were the ones giving out and doing all of the things. So certain ones got on certain shirts.
So she was working there.
Right, absolutely. So I don't know how close she was to the organizer, if she was the organizer, whatever the case may be, but she had on one of the shirts that alluded like they were a group. So we had on our truth shirts.
Right.
And you'd be like, oh, okay, those are all part of the truth.
Okay.
So she had on one of those shirts.
So why was she involved in any kind of shenanigans?
there was a fight that took place.
Okay.
And what made her get involved, I wasn't there, so I can't say.
Okay.
But if you would be able to hear the narration,
okay,
you could hear people saying that they was fighting, and then this one guy may have allegedly had a gun in his book bag or something like that.
Okay.
And she ended up allegedly snatching it and started running. The law enforcement saw her with this gun and ended up, you know, subduing her. And she was not going, she wasn't going willingly at all. She was, for anybody
clearly
that says that she wasn't resisting, she was absolutely resisting, even when they were trying to get her inside of the vehicle.
Okay.
It was, are you playing it again, Xavier? Because I see that it looks like it stopped. Just continue to play it, and then we'll end up showing a picture.
Aaron is him said, the cotton candy hair tells everything you need to know.
Really? Really?
No.
Really?
Hey, you
no.
know what? But, see, this is a scenario that could have easily been she was trying to calm the situation, get the gun away from the guy. And
not from what else was being said. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Is this the second video?
No, that's still the first video. But in this video, if you pay close attention, you'll see the law enforcement with the gun.
Right.
After they confiscated
right.
the gun.
You do see that. But you also see the other people that work there trying to calm the situation as well.
No, they're just telling her to stop acting a fool.
Oh, is that what it?
Yeah,
is that what
yeah.
It was?
They're like, just stop resisting, girl. Just stop. We gonna take care of this. Stop. So they were trying to get her to calm down.
Okay.
It wasn't no calming down happening though. She
okay.
wasn't interested in calming down. Not from that, and then
okay.
other videos. Because there's several videos out, baby.
Because I'm like, you ain't hold on.
Yeah, she's still resisting. She's still resisting. Well, she had the gun. They got the gun from her.
Right. I see the gun. If you look right now, you'll see.
Yeah, this is the gun they confiscated.
Yeah.
And somebody was saying, and this is why you got to make sure you get all of the receipts.
Right.
Somebody was saying, in another video,
uh-huh.
was saying, no, she got the gun from the police. She took the police gun. If you look at that gun with the extended clip and rubber bands around it,
yeah,
there's no law enforcement officer. Sir,
if you look closely right now, you'll see her in the foreground and the police
yeah.
in the back and
yeah.
the rubber bands on the gun with the extended clip.
Yeah. Like, you know, look like being.
By the way, I want you to know I would have never known that that's what an extended clip looked like until you told me earlier. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Homer.
When they say extendo or they say stick,
uh-huh.
that's what they're talking about.
That's
what it is.
So
okay. when you've heard me talk about they had a stick,
mm-hmm.
they had an extendo.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So a switch with an extended clip.
Okay.
So you imagine how many bullets may fit in that clip, and
yeah.
you got a gun that as soon as you hold the trigger down, it can release all of those guns in a matter of seconds to milliseconds.
Mm.
Which is, you know, which reminds me about, unfortunately, there was a road rage shootout on Capitol Drive, Sherman and Capitol, on Saturday morning, around 10-something in the morning. And a one-year-old baby got
yeah.
grazed, and another person was injured
mm-hmm.
from this shooting. And just looking at the yellow casings, there were over 19 bullet casing markers that
yeah.
were out there.
Yeah.
This was their fourth annual. You know what I'm saying? They had been doing this for 3 other years. So how intricate of a person she is to this event, because there's another clip where it shows her by the door and, you know, trying to tell people, like, you know, get away from the door, this, that, and the other. So, but it's sad, though, you know.
I can't figure out why she fighting going to the
You see that gun? Like, come on, people. Come on, people. She's not going easy.
So she took the gun from somebody else, though.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And then in one, it said she took the gun from a police.
Mm.
But you can tell that that's a lie. But my whole thing was, just watching all of that play out, and I'm gonna still just say on Fond du Lac, and you know, for reasons, because you don't want places that are trying to do good to have to be marred by that situation.
Alfonso Dupree said they need to be fighting over bed bug spray and bonnets.
Order in the YouTube chat. But, you know.
Ebony Allen said, right.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Will D9 said, thank goodness nothing more didn't happen. Right, absolutely, because there was a fight, and there was
that part
throughout the event. Shout out to Core DJ True Star, ladies of the Core, who made a post on social media that really, you know, really gave her explanation, because she's been DJing this event. You know what I'm saying? For some of the years, if not all of the years, that they've been doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a great event.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so frustrated because of what these people did. It was like,
yeah,
like for real?
Out of control.
This what y'all doing? Like, you know, and I say, people go out of their way to try to do these things. And then when these things happen, it just mars the whole situation.
It really does. It really
People
does.
Are not going to be talking about, like, we're not talking about, I wanted to just be able to say how great of an event that this was and that event was and that event
right.
was. But instead of being able to say that, you have to say, did you see the gun? They had a gun. And there's a video, Bailey, that will make you emotional because you see mm-hmm. all these kids and they're like, run, where my baby's at? Ah, the kids not knowing because they up there trying to play the different games and activities yeah. that they got. They don't know, and then they start running, and they're like, which way do I run? And it's just sad
yeah.
because, to me, it creates more traumatic moments for people in our community. And unfortunately, some of them probably live in areas where they experience the gunshots, the get on the floor and crawl, or, you know, get away from the windows and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they already, and now you're going to an event, you're getting your face painted, you're getting to play in the bounce house, you're getting to play giant tic-tac-toe games, and just all of the things they had there, the MPD free ice cream truck,
yeah.
and just all these things. And not to mention that they're giving away hundreds of book bags and laptops, and you got people acting like they bought the laptops and they bought the book
bags. They act like it, but they didn't.
You didn't. So,
yep.
like, just stop.
Yeah.
Stop. That's my anger and frustration that comes along with situations like that. You know, put yourself in these people's shoes that are trying to help our community.
Yeah.
That are doing things, and now they went from an inaugural event to here they are in their fourth year. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And this is what you want them to be left with? Because now that's all, they're going to have to keep trying to explain the incident.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being able to just take care of business. And again, it was a sister that decided to do this event 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Trying to help the community.
Absolutely.
But here we go again.
Here we go again. Here we go again. What portrait say, here we go.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Going through the same thing.
Da-da! You get it.
Well, I mean, that's why you can't have nothing. People try to put together great events, stuff for the community that you don't have anywhere else,
right.
that you can't get anywhere else, and what happens? Stuff like this will stop it. It only takes one person.
Right, and then you got people saying, see, they ain't trying to help us. There ain't nobody trying to help the community.
There needs to be more programs. There needs to be more programs. That's what it is, right? There needs to be more programs. That's what we always hear.
Let's go to the Truth Talk line.
And when there are programs, what happens?
833-212-1017. That's the call-in line. Gene, great.
Uh-oh.
You got a what?
He said he got a program.
See, that's the throw-off. That's the throw-off. I'm right on the phone call, and then I got that. So, I'm sorry, Xavier. That threw me off because I'm like, did I say something wrong or whatever? I apologize, Gene. You don't know what just happened, but I do. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Yes. Good morning.
Great morning.
I love you and appreciate you, too. I didn't think that was here. When I heard that that event was here, it just really hurt my heart because people are in need, Homer, and you do amazingly wonderful things for the community all the time.
Thank you.
You always have. And I just had a thought. Maybe the book bags and laptops could be on the children's desk the first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have the events, bound houses and everything. But just have the, whatever you're going to give the children, just have it on the desk first day of school. Because that's ridiculous. And then the kids see that.
Mm-hmm.
It just hurts my heart.
Yep.
And
yeah.
When I go to events, no matter where it is, as you know, Homer, I get there really, really early.
Yep. Yep.
Because I don't want to deal with what may be coming down the line later in the event. It could happen in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I like going in the beginning, see everybody, and be on my way.
Mm-hmm.
It just hurts my heart to hear that.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Don't stop. Whoever's having these events, keep doing it. Because
yep.
people are in need.
Yes.
Yep.
And I appreciate you. It's good seeing you, as always.
Yep, absolutely.
And
thank you.
Have a wonderful day. You and Miss Bailey Coleman.
You, right,
you, too.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. And you
okay.
know, thank you again. And I look at that the same way as Denise was saying. Like, you know, because I've done that before.
Yeah.
And just watching some of the turmoil that has happened at some of the events. Not all. A lot of them went off without a hitch. They still had to deal with that attitude.
Yeah.
They still had to deal with people that was at three other book bag giveaways before they came to this one.
Yeah.
But let's just take them to the schools.
Yeah.
Let's just donate 1,000 book bags amongst X amount of schools. Because those teachers and the principal, they'll know.
Yeah.
Who needs the book bags?
Yeah.
And they can give them out accordingly.
Yes.
They can give them out accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it may be a class where most of the kids come in with book bags, but then there may be some in that class that didn't.
Yeah.
And guess what? Here's a book bag for you.
Yeah.
We got a stash of book bags with supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And they can truly give. Because another unfortunate thing, and I know we got to get ready to take care of some bills, is some of those kids are in those numbers where they can't read.
Yeah.
They don't know how to write. They don't know math. They don't know some of the simple things.
Right.
And some of them are going to be one of the, some of the ones that drop out or don't even graduate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We got to take care of some bills, and I'll be black, and along with my girl, Bailey Coleman.
Yeah. That's
we'll
me.
Be black.
Will we? We'll be back.
Black.
Maybe.
Black. Xavier, it's on you.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM.
Yeah.
I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman. Hey, can I do this real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hey, you're looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and your girl, Bailey Coleman. For What the Business Is, powered by our friends at We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share their what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and your girl, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black, again, Truth Nation. Just talking about, like,
I like those of us. Put that in the, what's the name there? I like that beat. I like that beat.
You what?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
You know, people that are really like trying to, we see the need in our communities. And so we do our best to try to see how can we help address those needs and make it a little easier for some parents and, you know, people that may be struggling, you know. So it's like, you know what, my heart said, I'm going to set up my own soup kitchen. I'm not being funded by anybody, and I'm just going to give out food. But then you got some people that will come, and they'll abuse that. Be like, come on, like,
don't do that.
There are some people in our community that really need something, and here you are just wasting it or whatever the case may be. And that really irks me because, again, there are people who really need it. That's why we did it. You know, that's why we continue to do what we do.
Yeah.
And just I want to give a salute to people like myself and everybody else that even through having people that are taking advantage and not even respecting or appreciating or saying thank you, that we still haven't given up. Because we still know that there's a need in our community. We still know that there are people who need what we are trying to do our best to help with. So salute to us for not giving up and just saying, you know what? Yeah, I hate being taken advantage of, or I dislike it a lot. I hate, but some people may, I dislike it a lot, whatever it is for you. But we still try to do it. You know, we try to come up with ways to where people can't try to scam. And that's why some of the people with the scamming this, scamming that, that's why it bothers some of us when we hear it, because we know so many people that that song fits them to the T.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we have somebody on the Truth call in line, and that number is, and we're going to play that video clip. We're going to play it.
833-212-1017.
Yep.
That's the number.
We're going to Denise. Denise, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation this morning. What's your truth?
I think it's sort of crazy that we give out so many book bags and kids still come to school without any supplies. I think the alternative to giving out book bags, why don't we adopt schools and give them the supplies to support their children and know that they're going to get them and use them as they should be. I mean, teachers are asking for paper towels, wipes, and all this other stuff, pencils, crayons, and that means kids ain't bringing them to school.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous that we continue to do something that isn't working. So, you know, when you continue to do something and you know it ain't working, our kids can't even read. So at the end of the year, school year, we're not giving out books. We ain't giving out books to the kids so they can take them home and read them and give them incentive to bring us a book report back. We're not doing that, you know. And it's just crazy that we give out thousands of book bags and kids come to school with no supplies. It's crazy.
And
how many book bags can you use?
Hey, Denise, the dope thing about what you said is I've done that before, too.
Yeah.
I've donated some book bags to schools. Just like during the Thanksgiving season, I went and donated some gift baskets that included the turkey and all of the trimmings and whatnot, my nonprofit, Homer Blow Foundation, Inc., nonprofit 501c3. And I took them to the schools. I took them to a few different schools.
Because
that very reason, I've done it with book bags before, too. I'm like, you know what? Here's my donation of book bags. You as teachers, principals, those in authority, y'all will know who really needs these book bags.
That's it.
I may end up having to do that again this year because I just don't want to see the ungratefulness. I mean, it hurts.
Right.
It hurts, and it almost takes you out of character. It almost takes you out of character.
Yep.
And it's like, I don't want to come out of character. Because it's not about this, but when I tell you, those people know how to push all the right buttons to try to make you come out of character.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
Disrespect.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I may end up doing that with my book bag stash that I'm doing this year again, because I've done it before. But yeah, because I was thinking about damn near calling it off, because I'm like, after seeing this video clip that y'all are gonna see shortly, I was like, yeah, I done seen it too many times already at some of the book bag giveaways.
Yeah,
I don't want to go through that.
Well, you know what? Another great thing.
Thank you, Denise.
Another great thing that you can do is contact different organizations. For example, the Salvation Army. They have children at their place, and they can make sure that those kids have what they need as well. So there's a lot of different organizations that you can contact.
Salvation Army has a nice surplus of book bags.
Yeah.
They have a nice surplus just for that reason.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To take care of all of their different sites.
Yeah.
Again, working with them 18 years and counting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they definitely have them and have even donated some for the birthday party for the kids before.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But again, yeah, so that's damn near the better thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you get to seeing people out there ready to try to fight. And it's like, we ain't trying to have no fight out here.
For no book bags and stuff.
Right. Right.
So
I guess, well, because I'll have to narrate it because there is some colorful language in parts of this clip. So,
no audio.
Yeah. So you just going, you know, so but now. We're leading right up to the next break. So listen, I ain't going to say it the way I was going to say it. I'm going to be like, you know, because, you know, when I give people my solid word.
Right.
But when we come back,
Oh my God. You're
going to hear us, because it's 8:25 and 47 seconds. So we got to go to break at 26. So it wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of conversation that's getting ready to come with this.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I think so, too. I've seen the clip.
Right. And you seen the screenshot I sent you?
I haven't looked at that yet.
Please look at it.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Because I want to give people up close and personal after we play the clip a couple of times.
Wow.
There you go. All right. So you're listening to the award-winning Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
She forgot who she was for a minute. We got to take care of these bills. Coming Black, leading into saying we're about to play the video. Yeah, you got my word on that. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. Feeding the kids shouldn't turn into a negotiation. That's why Cousin Subs reimagined the kids' meal. Kids get to choose a kid's sub, mac and cheese, or chicken tenders, plus a side, a drink, and dessert. Everything they want, nothing that you have to overthink. And while they're covered, so are you, with fresh-made favorites you'll actually want and feel good about. More choices, more smiles. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub. Strawberry shake. And I need to add a cookie. They got cookies and they're good too. So welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Bailey. The guns and the gun violence it's like it don't stop, won't stop. You know, there were several shootings over the weekend.
Yeah.
Right? And again, when we think about the numbers of what they cost us, so there were 6 people hurt in 4 different shootings, and that's just from Saturday.
Now think about how much that cost us.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What was it, $600,000 per person or 60? What was it? What was the number?
I think it was about $600,000, something like that. We'll pull the numbers up again, and it's $2 million if it's a homicide.
Right.
And there was a homicide early in the morning.
So that means for each person that got shot, it cost about $600,000.
Yeah.
Now, these are people that did not die.
Right.
Okay. Just got shot. So yep. You let that ring up in your mind every time you hear about a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody getting shot, but they didn't die.
Right. The first shooting happened at the intersection of Sherman and Capitol just before 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee police said two drivers exchanged gunfire at the intersection during a road rage incident. We've been talking about road rage lately. The two drivers were injured and taken to a hospital. Milwaukee police also said a one-year-old baby was hurt but did not specify how.
Mm-hmm.
Both drivers were arrested. The second shooting happened near 20th and Melvina around 3:15 p.m. Milwaukee police said a 32-year-old was shot but was expected to survive. The third shooting happened just 4 hours later at 24th and Burleigh. Milwaukee police said a 20-year-old was shot and taken to the hospital. Milwaukee police are also trying to identify a person who was shot near 41st and Garfield just before 5:45 p.m. And then, you know, you had a 15-year-old girl that was shot over the weekend. You had someone that was murdered, I believe, in the early hours of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like that people were saying that they called him Chucky. So RIP to Chucky's family and saying mm-hmm. that it may have been him trying to intervene and, you know, for his girlfriend or something. So I'll wait till receipts come out before mm-hmm. speculating anymore.
Okay.
But that's crazy. But another thing. And again, this is why these things are so important that took place on Saturday, August 22nd. Milwaukee Gun Safety Summit.
Okay.
That focuses on prevention and education.
There you go.
And Evolve Church hosted Milwaukee's Gun Owner Safety Summit
mm-hmm.
Saturday, August 22nd. The summit used a game of rock, paper, scissors to teach a life lesson about the dangers of retaliation and gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to retaliate when they take a L. If you lose something in life, if you take a loss, somebody got the best of you, you want to retaliate,
yes.
Organizers said. They stressed that retaliation should never lead to actions that could cost lives. You get a gun thinking, this is how I'm going to retaliate. That's not going to be helpful. You're going to take another L. Whatever you took and whatever the law is going to give you on the second L. So that is not a solution to your problems, organizers said. The summit focused on prevention before a gun is fired, with leaders from victims of Milwaukee violence emphasizing the importance of teaching children about gun safety. We are dealing with a lot of gun violence with little children, and that is huge for us. We're trying to be a preventative measure in the schools for little children to learn about guns and gun safety, they said. The event also highlighted the importance of securely storing firearms. For Kevin Simmons, Minister Kevin said, the message of prevention is deeply personal. He was shot while working as an Uber driver. One of the passengers put a gun to my head and pulled the trigger. The bullet went through my ear and came out of the left side of my face. And because that didn't kill me, they decided to shoot me 5 more times, Simmons said.
Wow.
Now Simmons is an advocate for gun safety. We need to protect our firearms, get a gun lock, get a gun safe, keep it in a place where no one can have access to it, and that will solve a lot of problems, he said. While organizers acknowledge that the issue of gun violence cannot be resolved immediately, they believe this initiative is a step in the right direction. If we can shift the culture around retaliation, then eventually things will change, but we have to start somewhere, they said.
Yeah.
Which is true. Also want to give a shout out to Pat Robinson, you know, worked with the Milwaukee Police Department
mm-hmm.
as a crime scene photographer, you know, and his sister Yvonne. And,
right.
You know, so, but he has, on behalf of the Kappas, they have what they call the Kappa League,
mm-hmm.
the National Kappa Instructional Leadership and Development League.
Mm-hmm.
It says for over 50 years, the Kappa League has provided both challenging and rewarding experiences to enhance the lives of young men in grades 6 through 12. Our primary purpose is to help the young men achieve worthy goals for themselves and make constructions to their community when they assume leadership roles. You can get more information by calling Kim Robinson at 414-322-1927. Yeah, it's Kim. It's not Pat. Kim Robinson at 414-322-1927. To get more information on how your son can join the Kappa League. So use those numbers. You can also call Mr. Alan Goodman, 414-202-9729. Or again, Mr. Kim A. Robinson, 414-322-1927. Use those numbers. Get them into something positive, and let them learn how to continue to be productive citizens in our community.
Exactly. You know what?
Almost checkout time, baby.
Yeah, I know. One other organization that was at the Truth Family Fest was 100 Black Men.
Absolutely.
And I love seeing what they're the work that they're doing with our young men. So that's another great organization to get your young man involved with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So stop talking about what we ain't got and capitalize on what we do got.
That
but
part.
Also take care of it.
There it is.
Take care of it.
There it is.
Because if you don't utilize it and use it, you could lose it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'll be talking about ain't no place to go.
Listen, that means take them there and pick them up.
Right.
Participate when they ask you to participate.
These book bag giveaways is for the kids, you know. And y'all going to start fighting and having guns around at situations like that.
That's wrong. Bad. That's just all wrong.
I'll be black later this afternoon, to 4 p.m.
Yep.
This week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, holding it down for Ray Nitti on the Grapevine. So, yeah.
As for me, I will see you tomorrow. You have a great day. Trust God, do good, and something great will always happen for you.
Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon, followed up by the lunch break. Maybe Shannon will be holding it down all week solo.
Shout out to my girl Shannon.
Monday through Friday, noon to 2. I'll be in 2 to 4, followed by Jazz Tyler. We tap in from 4 to 7, all Central Standard Times. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. We up out of here. Thank you, Xavier.
Shout out to Jazz.
YN.